Warriors-Cavaliers, game one of the NBA Finals, a full team effort leading the way to a Warriors victory, and the energy in the building here tonight at Oracle Arena, just tremendous, and the bench was outstanding and certainly a key as the Warriors grab a 1-0 lead in this series. And Sean Livingston, outstanding, a big part of the Warriors bench, outscoring the Cavs bench by 35 points. Sean leading all Warriors scorers with a playoff career high 20 points. Draymond Green, a double-double, 16 points and 11 rebounds. Seven Warriors with double-digit scoring nights in this Game 1 win. Both Sean Livingston and Stephen Curry joined each other at the podium in the postgame. Let's take a listen.
Just really proud of the way that, everybody contributed. You don't win championships without, the entire squad coming in and making an impact on games, and the way, obviously Sean came in, was so composed, got to his spots, had that confidence, knock him down. Andre the same way, LB. That's, why we're here. Everybody having an impact on our team and in the game.
Third row on your right.
Steph, over here. Tariq Majeddedi, Afghanistan Basketball. There was a moment late in the game where you hit a three. You turned around and you threw your mouthpiece. Can you explain your emotions there? And second question, what's the deal? Do you have a second one there, or do you clean it? I mean, my wife would kill me if I put that back in my mouth.
I was just frustrated missing, open shots and turning the ball over, not playing, the way I should up until that point. But, you make a shot, you just let out that aggression. But, our athletic trainer, Drew Yoder, has plenty in the holster for me. So, I don't throw him too often, but he's got my back.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Sean, do you sense or you see when Steph and Clay are struggling at some point? Are you saying, I got to take some shots, I got to hit some shots? Or did you just feel better with your shot tonight?
Yeah, it's all a feel. Just being aggressive when we're out there. They command so much attention, especially Steph off the pick and roll. So we try to make ourselves available for him. And be able to make plays, relieve pressure for him, because all it takes is one shot to go in. We know that. Same for Clay. And, they get rolling fast.
And, Sean, you made 11 total field goals in the last series, seven games. You made eight tonight. What's the difference there?
Just the adjustments. I think I took the same shots last series, but it's just staying confident in my shot, understanding my game, where the shots are going to come from. And, and trust in it.
Scott over here, third row.
Scott Howard-Cooper from NBA.com. Sean, you've had a lot of big moments for this team in nearly two full seasons. But given the stakes from last game, the game seven, the big play you made with the dunk, big full game tonight of a contribution, are these the biggest moments that you've had, you think, with the Warriors?
You look at the finals, I say yes. But again, it's just really trying to stay in the moment. We had such a group effort tonight off the bench. Barbosa, Andre, some nights it's been Mo. It could be anybody on any given night off the bench. And, it's our job really to stay ready.
Do four next. Over here on this side, Jay.
Jaydon, ESPN. Steph, we're used to your teammates feeding off you. After the cold shooting nights, both you and Clay hit those shots after Sean and Barbosa had gotten things going in the fourth quarter. I'm wondering, did you sort of take something from the energy that they provided to start the fourth quarter?
No doubt. My recollection is correct. I think the first, 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, me and him were on the bench. And, those guys go on a huge run. We're getting stops and pushing transition, making timely baskets, and keeping our crowd in it. So, they were doing their job and doing it, top notch. So, regardless of how the night's going shooting for me, Clay, throughout the course of the night, we definitely, get a boost when our bench guys come in and change the game. So, we rely on that pretty much every night, whether it's 45 points off the bench or just playing aggressive and continuing what we started. But tonight it was the opposite. They really changed the game and allowed us to win tonight.
Sean, all the way in the back in the center.
Sean Devaney, Sporting News. Sean, Steve Kerr was saying before the game that he'll ride the hot hand when it's going. It seemed to be you tonight. I just wonder, you played for a lot of coaches. Is that something that he's pretty good at? Is letting a guy, not sticking with the hard rotation and letting a guy really excel when he's got that hot hand?
Yeah, I think Coach, he has a great feel for the game. He has just a great feel, just for the energy and the temperature of the team. How a guy has it, whether he has it going, who has it going, and then he obviously plays the matchups as well. And just to be able to kind of rotate that it's impressive. In the stress of a finals game, you have to do it on the move. And he has a great coaching staff with Luke and Ron and JC and those guys, and they help him out. But he's great at just taking our temperature and finding the right matchups for us and putting us in places where we can excel.
Okay. Go ahead on the right side.
Steph, it looked like they were running a lot of different guys at you. Was there anything you hadn't seen? Is there anything you haven't seen? And were you surprised at all that you had LeBron matched against you a few times?
No, nothing I haven't seen. And something, when I go back and look at the film, I kind of rush in certain spots. It was a little indecisive, but the X's and O's were pretty much kind of standard with how they guard the pick and roll. The way we play, there's going to be a lot of cross matching, and that's what we want in those situations where you take the defense aggression and kind of work it against them, whether I get a shot or somebody else gets a shot. So we did a good job of kind of sticking with that plan. And, over the course of the game, not turning the ball over was huge. As a team, I did a lot of that. But getting a pretty good shot on every possession and making them work regardless of who's guarding who.
Mark, over here.
One for each of you. Steph, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Over the last 5 days, we've watched your teammate Andre Iguodala make clean strips of Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving. How does he do that, and how does he not foul when he does do that?
He's amazing. Ever since he's been with us, I know me and Draymond talk about it all the time. We're on the bench. We watch it. It's unbelievable. He always, has great timing, great hand-eye coordination, and obviously his wingspan, works to his advantage to be able to close that space up, but he's really uncanny the way that he can do it without fouling. And for the most part, I think like 99% of the time he really doesn't foul. And sometimes the refs kind of might miss it because of how good he is and how consistent he is at doing it every single time. So, he knows that's a strength of his, and he waits for the right moments and attacks.
Sean, you spent a lot of time on the court all year with Leandro Barbosa. Tonight, he looked like the Brazilian blur. Is he still the Brazilian blur?
BB. That's him, BB. He hasn't lost it. He's still aggressive. He's, it's amazing, obviously, to see him continue to, speed around guys like that at his age, playing all those years in the NBA. Unfortunately, I had to guard him when he was younger and in Phoenix, and he was, he's still fast. To this day, so it's very impressive.
Last two over here, and then right there.
Oh, this is for either one of you guys. Is there a significant wave of momentum for this team? The three wins against OKC, and then winning here, especially with Game 2 coming up, which you guys lost a year ago after winning Game 1, I believe.
We definitely got an edge and picked up a lot of momentum, winning three straight to just get here. And that taught us a great lesson of how important it is to obviously start a series off on a good foot and win game one, especially when you're at home. And we obviously learned a lesson last year. Like you said, same situation, came in and dropped game two. So now that we got this first one on our belt, doesn't mean anything for next game besides our confidence, but we have to come out and really execute the game plan again. Understand they're probably going to make some adjustments and come out just focused and with a lot of energy. And I think that was missing last year and obviously at the beginning of the Thunder series. So we're better because of those two situations.
Last one on this side.
Steph, Ron Krejcik from the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm guessing you've defended Sean in practice a lot. Can you describe how difficult it is when a 6'7 guy jumps that high and releases it at that point? How hard is it to defend him when he's rolling?
You know, sometimes there's really nothing you can do about it. You try to just contest a shot, but you know, sometimes he won't even see you. And for me, in practice, it's the loneliest feeling in the world because Draymond needs somebody to talk to and to talk trash to. And if he's on the other team, sometimes even if he's on my team, he'll mouse in the house or whatever kind of phrase you want to talk about when Doc gets in the post. And I'll play the best defense of my life. He'll knock down a shot, and then you just got to live with the chatter. So it's
Steph's sneaky, fun, though. He's sneaky. Don't let him fool you. He is sneaky, for real. So, but he obviously, you know, prepares me going out there and working on my game in practice. So it's definitely a battle, but he's sneaky.
After Steph and Sean, Draymond Green stepped up to the podium and had this to say.
You know, when Steph and Clay, you know, struggles like that, you know, it's not something that we really say, hey, everybody else need to pick it up. You just know, you know, other guys need to step up. Those guys do so much for this team, and everybody's subject to off night, you know. And the one thing we always speak on is our depth, you know, the depth of this team. And, you know, that showed tonight. We also got it done on the defensive end, and we kept our turnovers down. And when we do that, regardless of who's having an off night, we give ourselves a chance to win the game, and that was important. And then with Coach Kerr and the clipboard, he got a little better. You know, he broke a clipboard in the Madison Square Garden earlier this year, and it didn't go so well. So congratulations to him on doing a better job tonight.
Any other questions? Right over here, Robert, on the left side.
Robert Littell, Black Sports Online. How are you feeling about the extra scrutiny that's on you because of the flagrant fouls and the technical fouls? There was another incident, something that came out in social media today where it was another kick that went close to Kyrie's head. Are you trying to kind of tone that down knowing that there's this extra attention on you?
Tone what down?
The kicks.
You think I try to kick Kyrie?
No, the question that I'm asking you are you aware of it? There seems to be extra scrutiny on it. Is there something that you could do to kind of make sure these things don't come up to people where even would have that question to ask you?
No, if I was aware of something, I wouldn't do it. But basketball is basketball, and, you know, bodies react a certain type of way, and, you know, I don't really mind any scrutiny. It doesn't bother me. I'm going to still live my life and do everything I do the same way and not lose any sleep. So life goes on.
Over on the right side.
Draymond right here. Tariq Majeddedi, Afghanistan Basketball. Steph was just in here earlier talking about at practice when he guards you, you start shouting mouse in the house and things like that. Do you think Steph is an underrated defender yourself?
I think Steph's a competitor, you know, and within that competitiveness is a want to stop whoever he's guarding. Because as a competitor, it doesn't matter who it is, it doesn't matter what the size of the other person is, you want to stop them. And so I think when he's on the defensive end, that competitiveness come out, you know. And obviously, you know, defense isn't what Steph's going to hang his hat on, you know, that, nor does he need to hang his hat on that. But at the same time, I think he is a much better defender than everybody believe and everybody get credit for. You know, it's hard to have the defense that we have and there's a missing link out there. It just doesn't work like that. You know, defense takes five guys to be on the same page, to be moving with each other. And if you got a link out there this week, it usually shows. That's part of the reason we're able to defend the way we do, because we have five guys on the string with each other and five guys out there competing on the defensive end. So, yes, I think he's underrated, and it is what it is. That's fine with us. I mean, we know what he's going to do when he's on that end.
Same row in the center.
Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. You hit that first three, and it looked like it got your confidence up, and it looked like they were letting you take those threes. Is that how?
Yeah, that's how it looks to me. They'll probably do it the rest of the series, which is fine. You know, I'll continue to shoot, and I think I'll make more than I made tonight. You know, I missed a couple of them badly, and I kind of rushed them. When they're going to continue to leave me open, you know, I'll lock it in and knock it down.
Mark in the center in the front.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Draymond, on a night when Clay and Steph both really didn't have it going at all, either half, what is it about Sean Livingston that allows him to step up and, as LeBron said, get a game ball in a game like this?
You know, Sean, Sean's a guy who's battled through much more than having to step up in the game. You know, he's been from the top to the bottom and back, you know, and when you go through so much in life, you know, and his career, I mean, it makes stepping up in the game easy, you know, and obviously he's a competitor, and, you know, the one thing about Sean is he's never going to get outside of who he is. He's going to do what he do, and he's going to get to his spots, and he's going to raise up and knock shots down, and he's a very smart player, so he knows how to get behind the defense and find openings, and, you know, all that stuff helps his team out, and, you know, him stepping up the way he did tonight was huge for us, along with the rest of the bench as well. You know, everybody who stepped on that floor was big tonight, and Sean, you know, was a key part of that.
Over on the right side.
Dan Wojcik, Orange County Register, Draymond. With the way you guys defend, you're asked to do a lot of different things. Do you enjoy the challenges, especially against a team like Cleveland, where, you know, Kyrie can do it off the dribble, LeBron can do it all these ways, Kevin Love can do it in the post, but in a single possession, you might be asked to guard all three.
Yeah, it's fun. I truly enjoy it, the challenge. You know, and it's – I mean, obviously it's physical, but it's even more mental than physical, because you gotta, you know, switching those guys, they all do completely different things, you know. So just switching on all those guys at different points in the game, you gotta know, all right, Kevin Love, I gotta stay home, you know. LeBron, whatever he's trying to do, you gotta be ready to body up with him or whatever it is. And then Kyrie's so shifty, that you got to be ready to slide, make a second effort, third effort, because he's usually gets a step, and you got to try to recover. So, you know, it's really fun, you know, embracing that challenge of, you know, taking on all three sometimes. Usually I'll get two of them in the possession, not really three of them.
Joe, last question over here.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. Draymond, it's going to sound like I'm trying to bait you here, but the numbers are what they are. That's six in a row for you guys over the Cavs. Do you feel some sort of control or feel really comfortable at any rate playing against them right now?
Nah, you can't feel control at all. You know, it's the same team who had us, I mean, who we had down 1-0 last year, and then they hit us twice, you know. So it's no control. You know, we've obviously last year in the finals, you know, I think we won three in a row and kind of figured that out. And then this year, I mean, I think both games they didn't even have the same coaches they have now. And not that I'm blaming anything on David Blatt. I don't know their situation. But, you know, it's been a lot of changes to this team. You know, they're not even really playing the same style of basketball they were before. So, you know, it's not like we have any control with them, you know, over them and anything. I think the Christmas Day game could have went either way. We made a couple plays down the stretch, and we got them pretty good in January, I think it was, or whenever that was. But other than that, you know, and tonight, the game was right there, and then we went on that run, and that kind of got us tonight. So, you know, this is something that, you know, we got to continue to battle, because this is, you know, obviously this is a team that, you know, they're used to winning. They're going to battle, they're going to compete, and they're super talented. And so you can't come out saying, oh, we beat them six in a row, we're good. Absolutely not. As soon as you do that and let your guard down, it's a wrap. And we know that, so we just got to continue to compete and try to win games.
Finally, here's Coach Kerr after tonight's 104-89 Game 1 win.
Steve, obviously Steph and Clay struggling a little bit with the shot. Do you just say, Sean, go ahead and take as many shots? What happened with Livingston there that just seemed to open up his jump shot?
First of all, he just played a great game, but I thought he looked for openings. He was very aggressive, and you know, this was a strange game for us. We were not used to having both Steph and Clay off like that with their shooting. But the one thing we've talked about all year is if we defend and take care of the ball, then we're always going to have somebody score enough points for us, and whether it's the starters or the bench. So I thought we played great defense. We had 9 turnovers total, and that allowed us to control the game, and our bench obviously gave us a huge lift.
Right here in the third row, the center.
Rick Tittle with 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. How much would you say it was your defense and they were just really cold in this game?
Well, it's always a combination. Yeah, I mean, nobody ever plays perfect defense. Guys always miss open shots. I thought our defense was very solid. I thought they missed some openings. We got lucky a couple times in the first half. In particular, we had some breakdowns. But, you know, over the course of a game, to hold that team to 38% shooting, we did a lot of good things.
Three, if you can just move up 2 rows right there on the aisle, and then.
Jeff Ferrato, Bay Area News Group. Steve, how do you account for what happened with Clay and Steph tonight? That, like you said, doesn't happen often.
With Clay, he got into early foul trouble. That took him out of rhythm. Steph just had one of those nights, just wasn't going in, and he had some turnovers. So it happens. Even the best players in the world have bad nights, but it didn't hurt us because of our bench and our overall play, as I said, with our defensive effort and taking care of the ball.
Same row, inside.
Steve, can you talk about the job Iguodala did offensively and defensively both?
Yeah, I mean, Andre is he's a brilliant basketball player. He doesn't get enough credit. You look at his stat line, and his line never usually tells the story. But 12 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, no turnovers, and great defense. So that's kind of who he is for us. He's, I think Bob Fitzgerald, our TV guy, calls Andre the adult in the room for us. He is the adult in the room. He always settles us down, and he knows exactly what's happening out there.
Rachel, over here.
Over here. Yet another. Felt your wrath tonight. What is going through your mind in those moments? And does it help to destroy something?
It does. destruction tends to ease some of the anger. So I try to take it out on a clipboard instead of a player. So it's better that way.
Better not to break your players. I mean, what was happening at that point in the game?
We just, we came out after halftime and we completely lost focus and throwing careless passes. We got lost defensively a couple of times, and we had to kind of regain our focus and our edge, and the bench did that for us. So they did a great job.
Monty over here on the right.
Steve, I asked you before the game about your lineup. You went with Iguodala off the bench, despite the fact that this is a different Cleveland team than you saw earlier this season. What was your thinking behind the lineup and the way you used the bench tonight?
Well, Harrison has started for 2 years, and it's been a pretty good 2 years for us. We've had a good run. It's been very effective playing the way we played in terms of the lineup and the rotation. I didn't feel any need to change our lineup for game one of a series. Last series was very unique. We felt like we needed to get Andre on the floor right away against Durant. This series, we want to get a feel for how everything's going. I thought Harrison played great, but we're not going to change our starting lineup in game one of the series because we've been successful doing what we've done.
Quick follow-up is also Andrew was pretty active early on the offensive end. Was that by design or is that just the way it worked out?
No, just the way it worked out. He was aggressive and he got some buckets early.
In the center?
Danny LaRue, Real GM. Coach, you used Draymond Green at the start of the second and the fourth quarters. Was stopping that Fry-LeBron lineup that has done so well in the rest of the playoffs, was that a priority for you in this game?
Well, you noticed our rotation changed. We've been playing most Spates to start the second and fourth quarters. Matchup-wise, it just didn't feel like the right way to go, so we changed some things around, just changed our rotation pattern a little bit. We're just trying to put the right players out there to be able to defend them, And I thought Draymond did a great job.
Fourth row in the center.
Steve, Phil Barber, Press Democrat. Last year you guys won first game and then dropped a couple. Do you figure that, you know, that's in the forefront of everybody's mind? Does anybody need a reminder of that?
I think it's probably something we'll talk about the next couple of days. But I don't think it will be a problem. I think we're much more experienced. We have that memory in our mind. We've been through this now, and we understand you can't let up ever. And Sunday is obviously you know, a huge game. We'd like to go take care of business and get out on the road with a 2-0 lead. But we got to play well.
Mark up front.
Steve, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. Two questions. First of all, you talk about how a lot of times Iguodala's stats don't really blow up the page. The plays he made in the final minute to strip from Westbrook and Durant in Game 6, He did it again tonight to two of the greatest players in the world. How does he get in position to make plays like that without fouling anybody?
Well, Andre is not only a phenomenal athlete with long arms and great quickness and strength, but he's incredibly smart. He's one of the smartest players I've ever been around at both ends of the floor. So he understands angles. He anticipates plays. He anticipates moves from individual players. He studies his opponents, and he's smart. He doesn't reach very often. He only reaches when he feels like he's got a chance to make a steal, and he's very rarely in foul trouble as a result.
Secondly, you know, Barbosa used to be the Brazilian blur. Now I think he's about 48 years old. But he seemed to be a little blurry tonight. How does he summon that up at this age?
Well, I thought LB was great. He's still very fast. Maybe not as fast as he was 5 years ago, but he's still a guy who loves to get up and down the floor. And he came in and gave us a huge lift. Got a couple layups to go early, tough layups, and then made that three in the corner and just really played an excellent game. 14 points in 11 and a half minutes. Pretty good production.
Back left.
Steve, Brett, right here from CBS News. Steve Futterman. Wanted to ask you something you've sort of dealt with before, but can you talk a bit about on a night when Steph and Clay, production-wise points, they don't score that many points. You show that you can do well without them having monster nights. What does that say about this team, you feel?
Well, we've talked about our depth for the last 2 years. We rely on a lot of people. We play a lot of people, and we feel like we have a lot of talent on the bench that can come in and score when we need it. So it's a great sign, obviously, that we can win in the finals without those two guys you know, having big games. But it's not really that surprising to us. This has been our team the last couple of years.
Right in the front.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Steen. You did a lot better in the second half. In the first half, they kind of hit you on the boards. In the second half, you did a lot better against the boards. What did you tell them? What did you do? Was there anything changes that you did?
Nothing really. I mean, I think we were being out-rebounded by 9 at halftime or 8 or something. They know what they have to do. You know, they put a body on somebody. And obviously, Cleveland's got a lot of athletic players who can get in there and get offensive boards. Tristan Thompson had a bunch of them. So you just have to keep boxing out and trying to chase that ball down. It's not anything magical.
And game 2 is Sunday night back here at Oracle Arena, a 5 p.m. tip-off here in the Bay Area. With this Warrior Sound coverage of the NBA Finals, I'm Lawrence Scott.